Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, if you are in the Portmarnock area, why not pop in to the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Restaurant is just below our studio here. Fantastic menu, great atmosphere all the time. And can we also recommend, if you're looking for somewhere to stay in the capital, why not stay at the White Sands Hotel? Just before we started recording this episode today, we met two Opinions Matter listeners who are staying here for two nights, Sam and Bronwyn. It was a pleasure to meet both of you, and thanks for staying at the White Sands Hotel, and they're really having a great time. They're thoroughly enjoying their stay. So Sam and Bronwyn, it was a pleasure to meet you, and you too can stay at the White Sands Hotel. You can book directly here by calling the hotel or on any of the hotel booking websites. So what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? Hi lads, I'm a big fan of your podcast. Can you please cover this? I was doing a job on a house in Ballyfermot last week and I can't believe what I saw with my own two eyes. There's a family living next door to the house I was working on, and I think they may have been Pakistani, and two different times I saw local kids, no older than my own young fella, who is giving the family racial abuse and telling them to get out of the country and that they're unvetted. How do they even know about this stuff? They're learning it and hearing it from their racist parents. I have a video of five kids standing outside this family's house when they were in the garden telling them to get the fuck out of Ireland. The parents of these racist kids need to be done for neglect and for filling their kids with hate. It made me feel sick, to be honest. And that is from one of our listeners who doesn't want his name mentioned. Did he say he didn't want his name mentioned?
No, he just said he didn't want his full name.
His full name.
We can mention his name, Brian.
Brian. So, Brian witnessed on two separate occasions 12, 13-year-olds from Ballyfermot being racist, shouting racist abuse at a particular family. Now, we don't know where they're from. He thinks they may be Pakistani. I don't know how he even came to that conclusion. But anyhow.
But you can tell if they're either Pakistani or Indian, they kind of look.
They could be Bangladeshi.
Okay.
They could be from Sri Lanka.
Okay, from that neck of the woods. That neck of the woods.
But anyway, his point is that he feels sick to his stomach over young kids shouting racist abuse like this. And it is something that is very concerning to see how younger and younger kids are becoming racist.
Indoctrinated. That's what it is.
There was an example, I don't know if anybody saw a video that was doing the rounds yesterday, of one of these protest rallies in town. Dublin says no, Coolock says no, everywhere says no. On the bank holiday Monday. And one of those doing the chanting was a girl, a young girl.
Yeah.
And it is, in fact, the Irish Examiner covered it by leading with this headline, "Young girl leads anti-migrant chants as protest makes its way through Dublin." So she was shouting things like, "Whose streets?" and was met with the chant back, "Our streets."
Yeah, it's not really something a child should be doing, to be honest with you, in my opinion anyway. This story from Ballyfermot is very, very concerning. Now, people think, oh, why are you running down Ballyfermot again? It's not our fault to happen in Ballyfermot, okay? Do you want us to change the name of the place and lie and say it happened somewhere else? It happened in Ballyfermot. He swears it happened. He's going to send us a video. In fact, we're waiting for the video to come through that he recorded. By the way, people are more upset. This just shows you the level of intelligence. Mm-hmm. People are more upset that he took a video of the kids being racist than the fact that the kids were actually being racist. Like, if you're more upset that an electrician took a video of kids being racist than you are about the kids being racist, you need to take a long, hard look at yourself in the mirror, because the issue here is that kids as young as 11 and 12 are telling a family who, for all we know, are just trying to live their life. They were just out in their garden at the weekend on Sunday, and the next minute they're being told to fuck off back to their own country. That is wrong. And I'm sorry, they are definitely getting it from the parents. Where else? Well, what's the expression? They didn't lick that off the...
off a stone or off the pavement.
Yeah. So the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. It's disgusting. Whatever you feel about as a parent, okay? Whatever your feel is on immigration, on closing borders, unvetted males, all that stuff. Whatever your opinion on that is, don't pass your shit down to your children. Children are very innocent.
Okay, well, what's your view then of kids at these protests? Now, these protests are happening every single week in Dublin and all over the country.
You really asked me that question?
And there are lots of children at these...
Are you really asking me that question?
Yeah, I'm asking
you
that
question.
Well,
you know my opinion. I'm not even going to give my opinion, because anybody who listens to this podcast and knows me knows my opinion on children at these protests. Do you honestly think I'm going to turn around and say, yes, they should be at them, it's a great place for them?
Let me kick off with a WhatsApp voice note that we got just moments ago from Eddie.
Good topic today, lads, but it's plain and simple. Racism is learned hatred. A kid isn't born being a racist. They learn those behaviours and they pick it up from what they see and what they hear from people around them, their peers, their parents, older teenagers. But let me say one thing, if that was a foreign family that were white, it would have a problem, you know, and that's a fact.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Let me go to our first call on this. Lorraine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lorraine?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Lorraine. You've heard Brian's message. He's horrified that young kids are basically being bred to hate. What do you say to
that? And that's exactly what it is. How is a child going to know, like, vetted the immigration procedures unless it's coming from their parents? Their parents are teaching them to hate everybody. It's racist. It's disgusting. I have a child that age, if my son went like that, I'd kill him stone dead.
And what's your view? I was mentioning, and obviously I don't want to specifically target this particular child, but I was mentioning how a child was actually doing some of the chanting at a rally yesterday in Dublin city centre. What do you think of kids going to these out rallies?
I think it's right. Like, you're teaching your child to hate. Like, how does that child know that people are unvetted, or if they're vetted, or what about them? What, because of a different colour skin than he has, he decided he was going to start screaming at the kid?
That's literally
family.
Exactly what it is, I would imagine. It's literally to do with the colour of their skin that they started hurling this abuse.
It's disgusting. As I said, I have a child of that age. And I'm telling you, if my son went on like that, I would kill him stone dead. I would. I would march him over to that family and I'd make him apologise. It's disgusting. It's coming from the parents. It has to. How does a 12-year-old know vetted, unvetted, all this bollocks, unless it's coming from the parents? It's disgusting. It's just, it's wrong. It's downright racist and it's wrong. And it's because of the colour of their skin. That's exactly what it is.
Now, as I said, I've noticed in recent months, more and more and more kids attend anti-immigrant rallies all over the country, not just in Dublin. What do you think of that? A lot of people are saying, you know, a 12 or a 13-year-old or a 14-year-old is entitled to an opinion, therefore is entitled to go to a rally like that.
They are entitled to their opinion, 100%. I would have no problem, as I've said before on the podcast, I would have no problem bringing my son to a rally, bringing my son to a protest. I'd have absolutely no problem. But I'm not going to have to sit him down and turn around to them and be like, oh, because they're, just for argument's sake, black, pink, purple, they're not vetted, they're this, that and everything else. It's a difference of going to a rally. And yeah,
but a lot of what they're picking up, they will be, are picking up at these rallies.
There is, like, some of it is, as I said, I've never brought myself, but I'd have no problem. Where I live in Westmeath, we do have a centre where there is people in it. And some of them are vetted, some of them aren't unvetted. And my son knows some of them are unvetted, but he's not going to sit outside it, and I wouldn't let him sit outside and be racist. Like, it's wrong. It's the parents teaching their kid to hate people. Kids don't understand the hate or anything like that. It's not taught to them. It's disgusting to stand outside somebody's house. As Jeremy said, how does he know that his parents aren't doctors of this Pakistani family, aren't doctors around these people? They know nothing about them. To stand there and be downright racist is disgusting.
But again, and just to come back to kids at rallies, do you think, I mean, you're saying they're entitled to go to these rallies, but that this is where they're picking up a lot of this stuff.
Some of it would be from the rallies, but unless you sit your child down, as I said, I would sit my child down and just say to him, look, the reason we're going to this rally is there's an awful lot of people coming in. You do need immigrants in the country. I've said that before as well. You do need people in the country the same way we leave the country. You do need people in. But if you can't turn around and tell a child, oh, because they're Pakistani and because they're a different colour, they're this, that and everything else. Like, my son knows the difference between vetted and unvetted and stuff like that, but I wouldn't let him stand outside screaming racist chants.
No, there was no parent there standing outside with them, witnessing them doing this, but they were doing it anyway.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, would he have known if the kid's parents were around, like, could they have knocked into the child's parents? Like, if my child was outside standing screaming racist chants, I'd want to know. I would want to know. I wouldn't approve of my child. I'd kill him. As I said, my child, I'd kill him stone dead. And he's the same age. Like, it's tough. Like, where does a 12-year-old think is standing outside screaming racist chants at people?
Oh,
like,
no, it's horrific. It's absolutely horrific to hear of kids, and that's all they are, of kids doing this.
It's disgusting. It's coming from the parents. It's 100%. They're listening to mommy and daddy talking about how everyone's coming into this country and all the foreigners in this country are this, that and everything else. It's not 100% the case. There is people coming in that are unvetted, and I think that's wrong. But as I said, you need people coming into the country as well. Like, there's an awful lot coming in. They work, they do other stuff. It's not, you're teaching your child to be racist. You're teaching your child to be a downright racist.
And that is a form of neglect. I would definitely, if those children can be identified, get TUSLA involved in that, because whatever they're picking up in the house, whatever they're picking up at home, TUSLA need to be monitored.
But like I said, a lot of it is happening from kids attending these rallies. I saw a video yesterday.
They shouldn't be at them.
But they are.
Shame.
But they are. I don't see TUSLA arriving at a rally taking kids into.
These parents need to cop the fuck on. It's not a family day out feeding the rabbits in Marley Park. You know what I mean? No, that's what they think it is.
It's,
you know,
not.
Let's bring the kids along and let's bring our popcorn and all. This is a very serious. The border issue and immigration issue is an adult issue. You know, I regularly, when I'm in the car, pass these protests. And my son, my other two wouldn't be too young to know what it is. But my son would often ask what's going on there. And I'd simply say to him, it's people protesting about people being let into the country that they don't know their background. That's all I say. There's no need to say any more of that. But that's not what these parents are saying to these kids in the Ballyfermot. They're saying black skin bad, white skin good. That's what they're saying.
Oh, I 100% agree. I 100%. They're hearing it from home. They're hearing it from mommy and daddy's because they have a different colour skin. They're obviously this, that, they're this scum of the earth. You know, that sort of way. It's just, it's wrong. As I said, if it was my son, I'd want to know and I'd kill him stone dead. I would, as I said, my son is that age. And if I heard he was outside being racist, I would kill him stone dead.
All right, stay there for a second, Lorraine. Let me go to Jess. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
Hello.
Well, Jess, what did you want to say on this?
Right, they're 12 years old. I was 13, 14 when I was having big conversations about what was going on in the country and things like that. So what's so wrong with them having their own fucking opinions? Because they're all there crucifying these kids, saying like, oh, they shouldn't be saying that.
Do you think it's okay for 12-year-old kids to shout racist abuse outside a family's home in Ballyfermot?
If that's their views, we might stop them.
You think that it is okay?
We all have them.
We're talking about kids here, Jess. It's not acceptable for anybody to be shouting racist abuse outside somebody's front door.
Yeah, but that's saying like, oh, they're learning from the parents. There's social media, there's news, they know what's going on. Kids aren't stupid.
Okay. Do you think it is okay for 12-year-old kids to scream racist abuse like, get the fuck out of Ireland, to a family outside their front door? You think that's okay?
If that's what they think, they don't mind. Stop them.
Because it's disgusting racism.
I've heard worse. Like, come on. I've heard a lot worse things being said.
Okay, hang on for one second, Jess. These 12-year-olds outside this house in Ballyfermot shouted stuff like, get out of the country, you're unvetted, get the fuck out of Ireland, a string of abuse, and you think that that's okay?
Well, are we going to act like that people coming from every which way aren't getting treated better than us? Are we not going to act like we're getting pushed to the side, being treated like second-class citizens? Are we actually going to say that that's not happening?
So, you think that it is okay for kids to be shouting racist abuse outside his family's front door?
Well, they weren't acting like people in the riots in November. Like, they were just shouting stuff. whatever happened to sticks and stones, they break me bones, but words won't ever hurt.
So if you were standing in the garden where Brian was standing, I can't believe this.
I can't either, Jess. You've left me speechless now, I have to be honest.
So Jess, if you were standing in the garden with Brian on Saturday when this racial attack happened, and it is a racial attack, and you saw these 11 and 12 year olds telling a Pakistani family to get the fuck out of the country, they're unvetted.
Okay, let me turn this on its head then, Jess, because Paul just sent this message. If someone was shouting homophobic abuse outside your front door, Jess, would that be okay?
I wouldn't care, but it's not like there's an influx of gays coming into the country, is there? No. It's an influx of people we know we fuck all about.
But sorry, hang on now. So we were people from Pakistan, that we don't want them in either. Is that what we're saying?
No, I'm just saying we just don't, know what we're taking in.
Do you want Indians in either? Because I'm more than likely you have eaten an Indian Indian takeaway that's made by an Indian person. Anybody who's not Irish now is on your watch list, are they, Jess?
No, I've said to you multiple times, I don't care once they have identification. They can prove who they are. We should be like fucking Australia. You shouldn't be allowed to get your own place, your own job, and have a certain amount of money in bank account.
I'll come to this in a second. We were getting details about this family. I just have to be careful that we don't identify them because I don't want them being attacked again by these scumbags. But for all we know, this family is identifiable. So you think that this Pakistani family living in Ballyfermot should have to produce their passports to these 12-year-old scumbag gurriers from Ballyfermot and say, actually, we're vetted? They don't have to justify themselves to you or to those scumbag kids.
Why don't they just tell the kids to get lost then?
We don't know if they did or not.
Okay.
But, Jess...
Hang on, Adrian. Now we're being silly. You tell a group of Ballyer kids to pay piss off, you'll have your windows done in the next day. Like, cop on.
They want to take that risk if they're offended.
Lorraine, are you still there?
I am.
What do you make of what Jess is saying here?
I can't believe that. You think it's okay for kids to stand outside somebody's house and hurl abuse? You're a hypocrite. Because if a lot of kids stood outside your house and were screaming homophobic slurs at you, Jess, you would be on this podcast and you'd be gone. I've heard it all. I still hear it. That's disgusting. Your views are disgusting. You are backwards. It's disgusting. That is absolutely vile.
Yeah, okay.
How do you know they're not vetted? Do they have to stand with a passport and show you the passport? Do they? Is that what they have to do? Go around with their passport, pass it on their forehead for you?
Are we not going to act like people from every which way aren't getting treated like kings and queens? Meanwhile, we're all fucked to the side.
How are we all fucked?
They would rather look after everyone else except us. You can see it every fucking day. Look at how many people they're bringing in, putting in other people's places, giving them fucking medical care, this, that, and the other, and they don't get jobs. They don't do this. How much longer are we going to let it happen?
And what about all the Irish that are on the dole and sitting, scratching their hole and have medical care?
We've enough problems. Everyone coming from each way, coming in and making them more problems.
But you're making out like this family in Ballyfermot. How do we know that they're not vetted? How do we know they're not living here years?
How do we know they're not?
But how do you know they are? Like, is that the way you're going to look at it now? Anyone that's not the same colour as you is a fucking immigrant or you're going to be racist towards?
No, I didn't say that. But I'm just saying these kids were allowed to have their views. Like I said, I was 13, 14 when I started having big conversations.
I have a kid that age, and if my son went on like that, I'd kill him stone dead.
Jess, hang on. Being downright racist. Absolutely.
There's having your view, and then there's being downright racist.
And for you as a grown adult, for you as a grown adult to say that you think it's perfectly okay for a group of young fellas to hurl racist abuse at a family in Ballyfermot.
You're going
to
start saying that I'm far right this and the other. Well, guess what? If I'm far right, then you are far wrong.
Okay.
Well, Jess, all you have to do, if you get a chance, is have a look at some of the comments that are being made on Facebook about you. The amount of people that are just
I can imagine
dumbfounded by what you're saying.
Jess, I said there.
Yeah, I can imagine. Oh, far left, Looney Town.
Jess, I said 5 minutes ago that we were getting details, and again, I want to be careful not to identify this family because Ballyfermot's a small place. Lads, I can't come on because I don't want to be recognised. I live in Ballyer myself, and I know this family you were talking about. I think they are the nicest family ever. Now, he mentions the man's name, which I'm not going to read out there because I don't think there's many people called that in Ballyfermot. Do you, that name?
I wouldn't think so, no.
So Blank does a lot of work in the community. He's living here 10 years, and his wife, sorry, don't know her name, actually works in James James's, I presume that's possible, actually works in James's. Also, their daughter plays Ga, which is more than can be said for those scumbucket kids that abuse them. So here, here 10 years, I don't know what he does for a living, but he helps out the community. She works in James's hospital, and you want to see their passports. You won't be happy until you see their passports.
I didn't say I want to, but I'm just saying how... Before you said that, how do we know that they weren't better than the other?
So we must assume then that anybody who looks like a foreigner is unvetted and is worthy of abuse, is worthy of kids shouting abuse.
There's nothing wrong with standing on edge.
Okay, well then let me ask you a question then, Jess. I'm not picking on you. I just wanted to get inside your head here. Yeah.
I'm fucking getting picked on the tree and fucking warm.
No, I'm not picking on you. I'm asking you a question, Jess. The wife of this Pakistani family works in James's hospital, okay?
Right.
Now, you end up in James's hospital tomorrow because you have a chest infection, a really bad chest infection. You can't breathe. You end up in James's hospital. And this Pakistani woman, I don't even know what she works at. She could be serving tea in James's.
I know what you're going to ask. You're going to ask what I say, would I refuse treatment? No, because I'm not fucking done.
No, that's not what I was...
If I'm dying, I'll take care from anyone.
That's not what I was going to say. What I was going to say was, this Pakistani woman comes up to you and she says, hiya, I'm looking after you today. Would you demand to see that she was vetted before she went anywhere near you? So you're lying on your hospital bed in James's.
Well, no, because clearly she's working in a fucking hospital. She wouldn't get the job if she wasn't. So I'd say, yeah, Grant, here's my details. Can you fix me?
Ah. Stay there for a second, Jess. I've been asked to play this message for you from Emma.
Sorry, what the fuck are you talking about, Jess? Imagine someone turned to you and was like, here you big gay and all. And then the next person turned and was like, she's an absolute fucking queer. She's a faggot. She's this, that. Is that not homophobic no matter what they say? It's racism. What is wrong with you? Absolute fucking mongo. Always on this show.
Do you want to respond to that?
I could get called faggot 20 times a day. I get called this, that and the other. Everything to do with my sexuality. Guess what? It's nothing fucking new, Emma. So bring me a different argument, please.
Stay there for a second, Jess. I want to bring in some more calls on this. This is Darren.
I don't know how many times you're going to say it till I'm blue in the face. Like, you can't get it through your head. It's not immigration in general that I have a problem with. It's illegal immigration. I'm not talking about a Pakistani family that's here 20 years working all their life. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people coming to this country illegally. Them kids are just idiots with idiot parents.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Keith, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Keith?
Oh, good, Adrian.
Good. What do you want to say, Keith?
Well, you see, people are going on about the kids screaming that, but nobody said that about when Paul Mowbray stood up the doll and said that everybody was afraid of black and brown skin. So he caused the racial problem out there. They were screaming it to the fucking high hills, and now they don't like it now when it's actually starting to spread around the place. You know, he told regular people who was at the movement over here for a better life, and he made them in fear of their life.
So, when you hear this story of kids, young kids in Ballyfermot hurling abuse at a family outside their front door, who do you blame?
The kids need to understand that there has been migrants in this country for a long time, and they came here to make a better life for themselves. The argument that we have with migrants coming in is the ones that came in the last 24 months. The ones who all jumped ship and came over here. And they're all over the streets. That's your weird argument. We're not arguing with the ones who is here, say, like more than 5 to 10 years.
Okay, well, these gobshite kids don't know that.
Well, that's what they need to be educated on. They need to be educated out that Ireland is a multicultural country and it's no going back on that.
And you see, my worry is that a lot of kids are now being bred to think any foreigners are bad news and they need to get out.
Because of the social media thing, because of what's going around, they get mixed up on the actual who the argument is with. You know, the government are bringing these in. It's all the rules to get the likes of Sinn Féin and people before
okay.
Offer out.
Hang on, so are you saying that Paul Murphy, who's the most far left politician you could ever meet, and lovely fella by the way, are you saying Paul Murphy is to blame for scumbags being scumbags in Ballyfermot?
Of course.
Keith, your average, sorry, do you think your average 12-year-old in Ballyferman is watching Oireachtas TV or watching The Dáil and knows even who Paul Murphy is?
Because that's what seeped onto social media afterwards. You know, when there's a protest out there, they'll have their counter-protest and they're calling people racist. Now, we look at our entire Western countries, this is happening in every entire Western country.
No,
this is not just an isolation thing to Ireland.
The point.
About the migration thing.
The point is that these kids, if you ask these kids who Paul Murphy is, they won't know who Paul Murphy is. They've never heard a Dáil debate in their lives,
no,
okay?
But Paul Murphy's words seeped onto social media after what he said. So you had people who was over here years starting to be afraid, you know, of walking down the street and getting racially abused. I had to speak to some black fella before and tell him, this is not about you. Don't be worrying about that. Don't be listening to what Paul Murphy is saying because it's not about you. You are here years. I said, it's the ones who's coming here now who we know nothing about. That's where the genuine fear is.
You see, my concern, Keith, is that when yesterday, for example, to hear a young girl chanting at one of the protest marches in Dublin city centre, she was doing the chanting and the crowd were chanting back at her. I just...
Fair play, bro, because you know why, Adrian? This is whole country in the future. And this is what the kids need to be educated now. Now, that child wouldn't be like looking at the normal foreigner screaming at them. They know, like, we have to warn kids now of the dangers that's walking the streets. Ireland was a bad place in the past. But kids
don't understand between vetted and unvetted. Do you think if I start speaking to my son about the difference between unvetted and vetted, that these kids, these Ballyfermot toe rags, yeah? These Ballyfermot are scumbuckets, as one of their neighbours actually referred to them. That's them calling them that, not me. They just saw a family that didn't look white, that didn't have Irish names. They're from Pakistan, from what we believe. One of them, their daughter plays Gaff, for God's sake. One of them works in James's Hospital. All they saw was brown skin, and they thought, unvetted, get the fuck out of my country. And you're blaming Paul Murphy on that. That's wrong. That's very, very wrong.
He kicked it off in the beginning. You know, you just tell people out there that.
Would you not blame all the far right Well, I was about to say politicians, but they're not politicians. The far right wannabe politicians, the likes of Dolores Webster or whatever her name is, and Philip Dwyer and all those. Would you not blame them instead of blaming Paul Murphy?
Well, if it wasn't for them, we'd be in the dark about everything.
Oh, Jesus.
And you have to understand that. Like, they went out in the beginning. Like, Philip Dwyer went out to Dublin. Out to the party there in the beginning, and he's the one who highlighted this.
Oh, he's a real hero. He's a real hero.
Yeah, but without that kind of media, where would we be?
So he doesn't work in the media. What are you talking about, that kind of media? He's just filled with a phone. What are you saying, the media?
He's a citizen journalist.
Citizen journalist, yeah. So the media is the media. He is on social media and he is getting the word out there.
Does he have an NUJ card? Is he a member of the National Union of Journalists?
No, you see, he doesn't play ball with the...
Does he work for a well-known or reputable media organisation?
Well, if you want to class that as the Irish people, yeah.
No, he's not. He's not a member of the media.
Okay, again, to go back to the point, Keith, when you heard that story from Ballyfermot, you think they're just uneducated. They need to be educated.
They need to be educated as to
who they should be shouting at.
Well, we have, as I said, an awful lot of people who's living over here years, and it's terrible to see them get the brunt of it. You know, they didn't ask for this at all. But the ones who's coming into the country, they know exactly, like, look at the streets, look at the tents going up fucking everywhere. People know that Ireland is not where it used to be. Dublin city centre is gone. Like, back in the 90s, excuse this, but back in the 90s, we used to, like, to be seeing a black man go, Jesus, look at him. We never seen one. But now it's like spot the Irish man walking around town.
You see, I totally disagree with you. I agree with you that Dublin city centre is gone, but it's not just to do with foreigners. Our own are causing as much trouble in the city and making it uncomfortable.
We have our own scum here, Adrian. That's what I always say. We have our own scum here, and bringing more in, adding to the problem, and adding to the housing problem, and adding to the hospitals and all, is just not fucking fixing anything. It's making it worse.
Stay there for a second. I want to bring in Lola. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lola?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
I'm all good. Terry, so I have a very diverse perspective on this whole topic. I think racism here should be cut out completely. And one of the reasons is I got very annoyed myself as an Irish citizen, like some of your other talkers there, that, you know, like, we're bringing in all refugees and everything. But then I found out that it's actually a true people who work in, like, PSNI and stuff like that, plantations and stuff like that, and they were taking photographs of people. I actually found that Irish people were more racist. I found that, basically, I've actually made more friends from where I live and with different cultures. Where I live, we've had two different culture events, and that's again. So I have an illness. I've been offered to be looked after by a lovely African lady, which is a fantastic. She's a nurse in Africa, but she can't get her qualifications over here. I worked with a guy in a medical facility who was an engineer, and he did the bins and he did sterilization. I think we need to be a bit, little bit more accepting as a culture and see what everyone can bring to the table. If it was us in another world, it would be very, very different. I do realise we have a housing crisis. Unfortunately, this is what's happened. You know, people should stop having kids rather than concerns if they cannot afford them. And also, we should respect other people. The world belongs to everybody.
Okay, when you hear of kids of 12 hurling racist abuse at a family, what do you think?
I think those kids should be grounded. I do not think that's acceptable behaviour, because that gets continued on. What happens when they're 18? What happens when they're 20? They'll end up in jail. Violence isn't an option. If you allow that, it's absolute abuse. You have to nip all this stuff in the bud. And it doesn't matter if it's into a foreign family. If it happens and they're allowed to do that, absolutely not.
Do me a favour. Let me ask you another question. What do you think of children being brought to anti-immigrant rallies, for example?
I think everyone has the right to decide what they want, okay? I think everyone has free choice. I think the world is everyone. I don't think parents should. But the thing about it is, if a parent conditions a child like that, that's the brainwashed, and that's it. You know, but if the child is clever enough to know that maybe I don't want to do this, I don't agree. I think if the child wants to go, absolutely, let them do whatever they want to do. You know, but I think they should make decisions for themselves. I think they should be more informed. You know, you like, just because we have different colour skin doesn't mean we're any different. A lot of these immigrants, unfortunately, have come over. They've left their partners, they've lost children, they've gone through terrible situations, probably gone through PTSD. A lot of Irish families have gone through terrible situations and doing the exact same. We should all look after each other.
Okay, thank you for your call. Let me bring in this WhatsApp voice note.
Well, lads, good afternoon. Great topic. Just want to say, regards to where kids are getting the information from, we don't know they're getting this from the parents at home. Down where I am, we have a lad running. He's a foreign lad. He's running for the county council again. I never spoke to my children about him. We don't speak in front of these things, in front of the kids, me and the partner. But my child came home from school 2 weeks ago, asked me about this man in town and how he was into this, that and all the rest of it. Now, she didn't get that from me, okay? I don't let my kids listen to the radio about that kind of stuff or try to keep them out of it. I let my kids play with anyone. Don't care the colour, creed, skin, whatever it is, don't care. But they'll just say straight away that it's the parents that are saying this. It's a bit far-fetched. They could be picking up from anywhere. Listen to the news. Listen, watch Facebook, just people in general. We don't know like getting it from their parents. Okay, a horrible thing to be doing, don't get me wrong. You should not be standing outside people's doors abusing them because of the colour of their skin with made up shit that you know nothing about. But to just blame it straight on the parents, I think, is a bit far fetched. Like I said, it's all over everywhere. These terms have been thrown around all over the place. Kids are probably asking what this and that means, and they're getting information from all over the place. So that's all I'm saying. To be blaming the parents, Jeremy, I'm wanting everyone locked up for this. Let's be clear. It's not a crime to hate anything. Okay? As unsavory as that sounds, it's not against the law to hate things, no matter what them things are. Okay? Like I said, I don't agree with standing outside people's houses screaming abuse at them. But I'm just saying, you can't just blame the parents for it without knowing full well it's the parents that were saying
it. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion matters.
Now, I know you wanted to react to that message that we played just before the break there.
Yeah, I disagree completely with everything you said, Jonathan. Most kids, when you think about it, they don't lick it off the ground. They do get it from parents.
No, but they can also get it from
No, of course they can
peers.
Get it from their friends, but if they say it at home, the parents will, you know. I know my son isn't going to run around and stand at those protests saying, get them out, get them out, get them out. Because we told them exactly what's going on. Secondly, you said it's not a law to hate. That there is actually a law against hatred. Well, incitement to hatred.
Incitement to hatred is different to hating.
No, but there is a law against... You can't.
It's not against the law for me to say I hate you.
Well, that is incitement. No, but there is against the law to say people should all hate you. But what happened in that garden in Ballyfermot? And did you see some of the other messages coming in about this family? Apparently this family are well-loved in the area. So they're not being run out of Ballyfermot by any stretch of the imagination. But somewhere along the line, something failed. And I bet my house on the fact that these parents of these kids are close-the-border parents. Yeah.
Let me go to Jen. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jen?
Hey, lads. How are you?
Good, thanks, Jen. What did you want to say on this?
Good. Basically, everything your man said in the WhatsApp message there. First of all, you can't be presuming that it came straight from the parents because of the access that children have to social media these days, especially 12-year-olds. They're all going around with smartphones in their hand. And when you have a smartphone, access to the world has access to you. And this shit has been fed into kids' TikTok feeds, it's been fed into their Snapchats, it's been fed into them everywhere. Now, I don't condone anybody standing outside anyone's house saying that. That's absolutely atrocious. It really is. Everyone has the right to peaceful... the toddler's just come run up here. Everyone has the right to have a peaceful moment in their home. Like, you know, you can't be standing outside. But at the same time, you can't... But your man in the message, he said that parents whose kids say that should be charged with neglect.
That's what he said, yes.
That's absolutely nuts. Kids go around saying all sorts of things and you want to charge parents with neglect. How is that neglect? And again, it's not against the law for anyone to hate anything.
Because racism has been bred into them. Does it not concern you... The amount of kids that are going to these anti-immigrant rallies, for example, is that not breeding racism?
It's not breeding. It's up to the parents how you want to raise your child. It really is. And the more laws you try bringing to stop it, the worse that it's going to get. Because I'm telling you now, no matter how much you might disagree with it, every parent has the right to raise their child the way they see fit.
Absolutely. But does that include instilling racism into them?
It includes beliefs as well and opinions and whatever. It includes it all. Once the child is clothed, fed, has a roof over their head, has everything they need, is loved, that's all that they need. And it stops there. That's where it stops. That's where the line is.
Parents, in your opinion, let me just clarify this. Parents, in your opinion, are entitled to instill racist views into their children if they feel that's what they want to
absolutely,
do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'll put it to you this way. There's many people who are in Islam who completely despise Western civilization and go by Sharia law. Do you think that those parents should be charged? Do you think that should be allowed?
There are those that don't think that should be allowed.
Jeremy,
what do you say to that? Parents are entitled to raise their kids as racist if they want to.
Okay, but you look at
I didn't say racist. I said they are
They're entitled to instill racist views into their children.
That's not what I said.
Yes, it is.
That's not what I said. You're twisting it. I said they're entitled to instill whatever beliefs they see fit into their children.
Okay, but Jen,
this
is Jeremy here, Jen. You look at the product of that example that you just gave, and the most recent product I can think of is Enoch Burke, who was literally brainwashed by his own parents to be a fundamental Christian and to believe every
Baptist,
word.
An evangelist.
I agree with you. Yeah. You look at the kids, the Burke kids, and how every single one, they wouldn't say they're brainwashed, but in my opinion, they are brainwashed by religious views. That's what happens when parents are given free rein to brainwash their children. You see it in America
but
as well.
Give an example of America.
Okay, in America, you know that family, the Phelps family, God Hates Fags, they're called.
They're off the fucking rails.
I know they are.
The Louis Theroux one.
No, but they...
The Louis Theroux
one. Oh, yeah, they're an absolute vile family. But they did exactly what you were saying. It's okay to do. You said it's okay.
And one of their daughters broke away and found her own way. But again, there has to be a line, because if you can't just say that one thing is wrong and not other things. You can't do that. Okay. The government is already in our homes. They're already in our lives too much.
Again, you believe that it is a parent's right to instill their views, even if those views are very racist, into their children.
If that's what they see fit, because again, you can't go around policing people's beliefs. You can't go around policing what people say.
Stay there for a second. I want to bring in Catherine. You're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Catherine.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
When young children are racist, you believe it is the parents that are at fault.
Well, I want to get back to the point that Jeremy kind of started off. He said something at the beginning of the podcast, and a lot of people have said it. They've said that bringing like children to protests and raising racist children, that it's child neglect. I don't think it's child neglect at all. I think it's child abuse.
Child abuse?
Yeah, abuse. If you're raising your child like that.
Well, there you go, Jen. It's child abuse.
Okay, well, she's obviously never seen what real child abuse looks like, and that's absolutely horrendous for you to say that, because real child abuse is absolutely horrendous. And for you to compare that for a child to attend an anti-illegal immigration protest as child abuse is absolutely disgraceful. Come here, baby.
Okay.
Absolutely disgraceful. Yeah, absolutely. But again, you need to know what child abuse actually is. Okay, let me ask you then,
Catherine. When you hear a story like this story from Ballyfermot of kids shouting racist abuse at a family, who do you blame?
Well, first of all, can I just say to Jen, I am a victim of child abuse, so I'm well aware.
So am I. And again, I would never like anybody to conflate what happened to me with a child attending a protest. That is horrific, and that is completely undermining everything that children like me and you went through.
Okay,
because
Jen,
it's just,
I'm actually,
it's not how it works.
I'm referring to the children in Ballyfermot abusing that family. I'm not talking about, I did reference the protest, but I'm talking about the children racially abusing that family. I think it's child abuse to raise a child to be like that. I mean, these kids these days, our children have to go to school with all the schools now, they have many different cultures, many different races in the class. So, you know, if they're abusing neighbours because they're a different colour or a different nationality, how are these children supposed to kind of navigate life going forward in school and further on in work when there will be different colours and different nationalities, different cultures? It's child abuse not to prepare them, but this is the real world we live in now, and the real world is different from what it was 20 years ago.
Are you shocked to hear of kids hurling abuse like this?
Who, me?
Yes.
Absolutely. My daughter goes to school, you know, there's so many different religions in her class. And, you know, my daughter's starting her junior cert tomorrow, and tomorrow afternoon is religious studies. And she goes to a girls' Catholic school, but their chosen study for religious studies is Islam tomorrow. Go for it. I mean, embrace it. I grew up all white, all Catholic, all parents were married, all very straight-laced. But my daughter is more diverse these days, and I think it's absolutely fantastic.
All right, good to talk to you, Catherine. Thanks very much indeed for your call. I want to squeeze in a few more voice notes before we wrap this up today. This is Neil.
Yeah, I believe, they do hear from the inside, but it's more brought to the outside with the groups of lads that are hearing from the inside, and that's the street. It's more heard from the street, I believe, rather than from the parents. You might hear a thing or two, maybe the parents talking among themselves and saying stuff racist among themselves, and they bring it outside, and then other groups of lads hear from their parents, and they just get together, and it's brought more outside, and I believe it sticks to the outside. Cheers, lads.
All right, Neil, thank you. And Trevor.
Here come the racists. Lads, when you're talking about racists in this country, isn't it all about location, 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 and the voices that they use, that they sound like? I mean, come on. Most of your people probably texting and saying, "All right, boys, what's the story, yeah? These bleeding immigrants." Oh, I don't know. You know what? It's a shame the family can't move out of the area, but you know what? This is just shit that most people have to put up with in this country now. Thanks to the government, it is getting more and more racist. And nobody seems to be doing anything about it. And then you have little fools like Jess there coming on saying all this shite that she says as usual. I think she just loves saying her own voice, to be honest. Anyway, lads, good topic. Can't wait to hear more. Trevor.
All right, Trevor, thanks very much indeed. I have to say, I am a little bit shocked that the amount of people that have said they think it's okay to raise your kids racist, they think it's okay
Nobody said that.
Jen wasn't far from saying that.
She didn't say it.
She said you're entitled to put your views into your children.
No, I don't think you should ever teach children. Don't learn hate. Okay, children aren't born hating.
No, of course not.
They learn about hate, and you know, to teach your child to hate anything is morally wrong, unless it's broccoli. or Manchester United or something like that.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. Please hit subscribe or follow, click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and you'll get a notification of the next episode. Thanks for listening.